Let's go pop. Step back and let's go pop. Step back and let's go pop. Let's go. Let's go pop.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Go Pop. Courtesy of the Pure Pop Pub, I'm your host, Rich Horton. And for this podcast, this is podcast number 6, the third podcast of December 2014, and the final podcast of the year. I'm recording this on December 30th, so I only have 36 hours or so before the new year starts. Chances are pretty slim that I'm going to be fitting in another one. But I thought I'd have a little bit of fun. I have the barest, most slender thread of a theme. And this originates from, well, one of the ways in which I listen to a lot of music here at Casa Horton. I have a an old computer that has been retired from its web service duties, and I use it as a glorified MP3 player. And I hook up I have a whole house FM transmitter, and I load however many thousands of MP3s I've got laying around onto the hard drive there, load them into Winamp, hit the shuffle button, and play 24/7 continuous streaming music. And what I did is I listened to it for a couple hours this morning, and I pulled out basically the first sort of killer power pop tunes that came up, and made a note of them, and I'm going to share them. So this is a random smattering of the things that I listen to on a daily basis. So some really, really good and interesting stuff. And a couple of the artists I've played before on the podcast, but the way I look at it is you can't get enough of this stuff. At least I can't. So we're going to start off with something from, actually, that came off the very first International Pop Overthrow compilation. It was so long ago that it was a single disc compilation, which in this day and age seems almost medieval. So this is The Tearaways with It's a Breakdown.
You could set your clock to the sound of the shots. I couldn't set my watch. The shots never stopped. Your head with nothing to say. your breath until the place turns blue. And if it sounds like blaming, it's you know who.
No Good at Love from their CD, A Cellar Full of Rats, which came out about 4 or 5 years ago. Cool Cat, I believe, put that one out. It's just the kind of early Beatles knockoff thing that I have a tendency to enjoy a lot of. I think Graham Parker would have referred to it as cavemen on crack. And that's certainly a pretty good description of the loud, frenetic rock that the Beat Rats put out. I think they actually have something more recent that I haven't picked up. That was almost, it's the way of the world, right? You hear about lots of things that are floating around out there, and you mean to pick it up. You have the best of intentions, but it slips your mind one thing and another. And God knows there is a wide world, a universe of music out there that the ability to keep on top of it is, for anybody, I think, is rather limited. You only have so much time. Even if you have the money, you have only so much time that you can devote to it. And there's other things in life that people want you to do. Like, you know, you're supposed to go to work. You're supposed to pay bills. You're supposed to, you know, pay the mortgage and all that other crap. Who wants to do with that crap? Not everybody wants to pay their mortgage. But there are certainly more fun things to do. And one of the things that are more fun to do is listen to Cherry Twister. Cherry Twister is something that it really sort of signifies. It's really emblematic of the 90s power pop scene in my mind, because you heard about these things. You know, when you're first sort of exposed to the Not Lame label and the Not Lame, the distribution, right? Forget the label, right? Even having sort of access to these indie power pop artists from around the world, and being able to sort of have Not Lame act as a kind of clearinghouse, a warehouse, so that people can go, and it's like the greatest record store that you were never going to find in your neighborhood. That is something that I always sort of associate with finding Cherry Twister. And this is actually something that comes off the second one. I had actually picked up the first Cherry Twister album from Not Lame. And then later, Not Lame, the label, put out their second one, which is a classic of the 90s power pop scene. And this has got to be my favorite track off the At Home with Cherry Twister record. And it's I'm Gonna Be the Lonely Boy Tonight, right here on Let's Go Pop.
She's a real go-getter in her cardigan sweater. Oh yeah. Spot on the letter, she's a true trendsetter. Such a style. She really caused a racket in her neighbor jacket. Oh yeah. Looks quite appealing with her mud dot earrings. What a smile. But can we get along? She left me with a list of talking with your mom. She doesn't even know. I'm gonna be the lonely boy tonight. Well, she's a technicolor beauty in a black and white movie. Oh yeah. the sun. I started down the path a long time ago. Maybe it's a hard way, but it's the one.
Album Blue Ocean Sky, Underneath the Sun. Before that, we heard Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs from their first volume of their Under the Covers, a classic tune from The Who, Kids Are All Right. And we started off with Cherry Twister, Gonna Be the Lonely Boy Tonight. Excuse me for coughing in your face there, but this is a pretty good indication of the kinds of things that would get me to crank the radio up a little bit louder. That three in a row happened, and I made a note of it that I wanted to duplicate that, because now there's just one thing after another that just sort of, you know, gets the blood pressure pumping a little bit harder, and maybe not dangerously high, but still, it certainly get you out of a stupor. If you find yourself in a stupor on New Year's Day after a heavy night of partying, I suggest putting those three on again and cranking it up loudly. It's better than any eye opener I've ever ingested. And God knows I've ingested quite a few of them. Truth be told, when I was doing this, it did take a while, because I actually listened to a fair number of artists that don't fit in any way, shape, or form with the power pop genre. I'm not a purist. As I think I've mentioned on earlier podcasts, my net casts more widely than that. But I certainly know what I think sort of fits together in terms of the genre. I'm willing to stretch it quite a bit into the more sort of poppy elements of Americana, for example. Which I'm sure a lot of people would be wary of lumping them in or together with power pop. But to me, if you have nice, solid, concise songwriting, if you are constructing a song with a strong sort of pop sensibility, it almost doesn't matter if there's a little bit of twang to your voice, if it's, you know, has nods to country or to roots rock or whatever. It kind of overcomes that by having that sort of tight songwriting backbone to it. And that, to me, is what makes the connection. And so, that's why I think I sort of have the maybe slightly eclectic mix that I have on, say, the Pure Pop Pub, and certainly popping up here. But it certainly does make for a lot of fun. And I don't get hung up on a lot of labels. For example, all right, we'll play Buffalo Tom right now, a group that probably gets more lumped in within the alternative category. Right? They came to prominence during the days when alternative was all the rage. But I don't think anybody who is a power pop aficionado could listen to the next song and just dismiss it out of hand as being sort of unworthy of being considered part of the larger genre. And so this is a track called The Kids Just Sleep.
I never thought that life would carry on this way. But as the sun goes down, I put my kids to sleep. I wonder if they hear their father start to weep. The kids just sleep. Kids just sleep. Kids just sleep. Kids just sleep. As the sun comes burning, burning through the trees, all the leaves are browning, falling down on me. As the sun goes down, I put my kids to sleep. The kids just sleep. Kids just sleep. The kids just sleep. Kids just sleep.
Fireside. You don't need an invitation.
Bill Lloyd doing a cover of the Hollies tune, Step Inside. That track is off of what, for my money, is the greatest tribute compilation CD of all time. They sing Hollies in reverse, which if you don't own it, drop whatever you're doing and go and track it down, because it is an extraordinarily nice CD to own. There are so many interesting and things that are worthwhile just returning to again and again and again. So, that's probably my favorite track on there, but there's probably 8 or 9 tracks that probably compete to being, you know, for that second place, and there's just not many records that I can say that about, particularly those types of compilations, those tribute ones, because they can be extraordinarily hit and miss, because you can have artists coming in that have different sensibilities, and they might not jive with your own personal sensibilities very much. But with that one, there's just something about, I guess, the Hollies and the way that they affect people in and artists, even though they're really different from one another, they're all still responding to a lot of the same things about the Hollies music, and it really comes across in the way that the covers are laid out. Even something, you know, really, really, I mean, I'm trying to think of some of the quirkier tracks on the album, like I'm Alive, which is just really, really unusual. And E does a version of Jennifer Eccles, which is just so different from the original that you just, you first hear it, you're like, well, this can't work. But damn it all if it doesn't. So, anyway, that's me waxing poetic about a tribute CD. I won't do that very often. So you can tell I really love it. Before that, we heard Invisible Girls from the group Van Gogh, and pulling that one off another IPO disc, Volume 14. So, great span of years. And we kicked off that set with Buffalo Tom from their album Skins, The Kids Just Sleep. Actually, it's a nice sort of bookend since we played the Sweet Hoff's cover of The Kids Are Alright. So there's The Kids Are Alright or The Kids Just Sleep. Either way, The Kids Are Just Something. All right. We're going to continue this little music fest, and I think we're going to head off to Texas right now. We're going to pull something off of an album called, one of my favorite album titles of all time, The Schwa Sound. This is the late, great, and sadly lamented Javelin Boot out of Austin, Texas, with their tune Walk Across the Sky, right here on Let's Go Pop.
Progress and what's
From the album Godspeed the Shazam. That's the Shazam doing Chipper Cherry Daylily. A terrific album that I'm only playing the best of the best today. For my money, Godspeed the Shazam is one of the great power pop albums of the last 20 years. And definitely something you should try, too, if you can scrounge up a copy in this day and age. Once again, very highly recommended. You do that right after you pick up Sing Hollies in Reverse. I think we're winding down the show. We got only two more tracks to go, and I think I'm going to end off with them. And we're going to start with a band called The Everyday Things from an album called Lighten Up, Francis. This is actually just like the Shazam album we just heard a track from. This is another Not Lame label release. This one has some connection to the Sponge Tones. I believe they had a hand in the production end of things. I believe Jamie from the Sponge Tones is lending a hand here. For my money, a very underrated album. So we're going to kick it off with The Everyday Things and then end it all with a track from Jason Faulkner's album Necessity. That's My Home Is Not a House. And that'll do it for 2014 as far as, I'm concerned. with this podcast. Thanks for coming along with me on these inaugural voyages into the world of Power Pop as I see it. And I hope to have you all along next year, 2015. Maybe have an entire year of, well, if I do it this schedule, it would be, what, 36 more shows to do in 2015. And whew, there's plenty of music to go around to fill them all up. So I've enjoyed hearing you. And for those who have dropped me notes, it's very much appreciated to know that there is a listening public out there. And thanks for the kind words. And keep listening and keep enjoying and keep finding this music. And have a good 2015. I hope your 2014 ends on a high note. And, well, I'll see you the next time I see you. This is Rich Horton from the Pure Pop Pub and Let's Go Pop saying cheers.
She wouldn't listen to me, so now she's gonna get hurt again. What makes her think that you've got him under control? When he's not with you, is your heart the one that he holds? Where you think that you're so smart, but you can't see inside his heart? And the tarot card lady says there's nothing to worry about. Where your friends all said they've seen him running around with a different girl by his side, it puts you down. Where you think
to the strength. like elementary things, which is a matter.